Welcome to Torah Timecha Parshat HaShavua with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hanalei Rappaport, and this week we will be studying Parshat Naso. Naso means to count. As implied, this parsha begins with a continuation of the counting of the Jews in the desert. Last week we counted the whole Jewish nation. This week we are completing the counting of the Levium, the Levi tribe, and we have 8,580 men, Levium, between the ages of 30 and 50, who are counted in a tally of those who are going to be doing the actual work of carrying the Mishkan. We then have two very interesting sets of halachas which are conveyed to Moshe. The halachas of Sota. Sota is a woman who is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, and she has to go through a very difficult and complicated procedure to clear her name. Immediately afterwards, we have the laws of the Nazir. A Nazir is a person who says that he will not drink wine, he will let his hair grow long, he will not come in contact with any dead people. A person would become a Nazir in order to lift himself spiritually. He's reached a certain spiritual level, or he would like to reach a certain spiritual level, and by cutting himself off from all physicality, all materialism, he's able to grow. Rashi quotes a medrash explaining the connection between these two, Sota and Nazir, saying that if a person sees a Sota in her disgrace, he has to react in a very strong way, because anything we are exposed to, even if we are disgusted by it, will leave an impression on us. Interestingly enough, when a person finishes the period of time, whatever period of time he set for himself to be a Nazir, he has to bring a karbon chatas, a sacrifice that a person usually brings when he sins. Sins? It seems that he's doing something good, so why does he have to bring a chatas? Why does he have to bring an offering as if he had sinned? And the answer is that it's a message to us that it's good to be a Nazir, but we are not meant to be ascetics, meaning we're meant to be using the material blessings that Hashem has given us, not to drown in them, but also not to reject them. Better to learn how to use them than to cut yourself off totally from them. Then, in the next part of this parsha, Aaron and his descendants, the Kohanim, are instructed on how to bless the Jewish people. This is Birkat Kohanim, which is recited every day by the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz by the Ashkenazim only on Yomim Tovim. The Sfardim do it every day, but the Ashkenazim only on Yomim Tovim. The reason that we don't have Birkat Kohanim every day is because a person has to be in a state of joy to give and to receive this bracha. And since the Chorban, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, we can't access the true levels of joy on a regular day. On Yontif, we can. In Eretz Yisrael, there is that level of Kedusha which helps make it more accessible. I want to spend a few minutes on this bracha because it does show up both in our morning tefillot, also in the Chazaras HaShas, the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, besides in Birkat Kohanim. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. This bracha is called a triple bracha, a bracha mishuleshes, a bracha that has three different parts, and each part has two parts that are connected. So we start with Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. V'yishmerecha, and He should guard you. Hashem should give you something that you don't have. He should give you a blessing of something that you need. And not only should He give it to you, He should guard it, because we know far too many people, far too many times ourselves, we get something finally that we want and we lose it, or it gets destroyed. We get money, we lose money. We get a job, we lose the job. We have something, it gets worn, it gets torn, it gets destroyed. This bracha, according to Rashi, is a bracha for physical possessions. So what we're saying is, Hashem, give us what we need and help guard us. Because unlike a physical king who can give us something but can't make sure that thieves won't come and take it, Hashem, when He gives it to us, He can protect it. He can watch it and guard it and make sure that we have it. Interestingly, another way to understand the V'yishmerecha is Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless us, but He should also protect us. Because every bracha can also turn into a curse. Meaning a person might think, if I only had the money that I want, or if I only had the job that I want, I'll be happy. But sometimes money can become a curse, or that job could be a disaster. Therefore, Yivarechecha Hashem, Hashem should bless us, V'yishmerecha, not only should we have more, but we should be protected from the dangers that can happen when we have more. The Ha'emek Davar picks up something interesting about this bracha. And what he says is that in the introduction to it, Hashem tells Aaron, Ko tevarachu, so you, in plural, should bless the Jewish nation, va'ani avarachem, and I will bless them. Everything is in plural. And yet when we come to the actual blessing, yivarechecha, Hashem should bless you in singular. V'yishmerecha, He should bless you, and He should protect you in singular. Because the Emek Davar says, Hashem should bless every person with exactly what he needs. Not what his neighbor needs, not what his friend needs, and not what his cousin needs or his brother. It should be, what do you need to be in the best optimal place that you should be? And it's a particular singular bracha for each single one of us, that we should be blessed in the physical world. That's the first third of this bracha. And then, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha Vichuneka. Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem should brighten His face to you. What does it mean when we show somebody a bright face, a happy face? It means that we want Hashem to look at us with a smile. Who do we smile at? How do we smile at people? When we are close to someone, we give them a real smile, a genuine smile. We smile to the ones that we feel close to. And this, if Hashem looks at us and He smiles at us, He is happy with us, He is close to us, this gives us chen, vichuneka. He should give us chen. Chen comes from chinam, which means free. But we know when we say somebody has chen, what it means is it's the intangible gift that draws people near. It's that feeling that you have that I want to be close to you. I like you. I always used to daven, still do, that my children should have chen, that the teacher should like them, that the people around them should like them, because you can't buy chen. There's nothing you could do to get the chen. It's if Hashem is smiling at you, you will have the chen. And what it means is that Hashem is with you, and you could see it on their faces. This bracha is a request for spiritual closeness. We say, Hashem, I want to feel your presence in my life. I want to understand the Torah. I want to understand what you're telling me. I want to do it right. Shlomo HaMelech was asked, what do you want? And the mashal, the parable used, is of a person who is being rewarded by the king, and the king says, what do you want? Do you want money? You want land? You want power? And the smart man says, whatever I ask for, he'll give me. But if I ask to marry his daughter, then I'll have everything. What Shlomo HaMelech was offered, what do you want? His response was, I want chachma. I want the wisdom to be able to understand Hashem's Torah so I can be close to Him. Because if I have the closeness to Hashem, then I have everything. Then I have money, then I have life, then I have everything I need. That's all I need. So in this bracha, what we are asking for is a spiritual connection. Hashem, please give me a spiritual connection to you. Let me feel your closeness. And then, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, I'm going to explain it in a minute. It's interesting. Hashem, lift your face towards, Hashem should lift His face towards you, V'yasem lecha shalom, and that will bring you peace. And then you should have peace. He should put on you peace. What does it mean that Hashem should Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? So when we talk about it, what it means is that Hashem should forgive us even if we don't deserve the forgiveness. Hashem should withhold the anger from us even if we deserve the anger. Hashem should look at us favorably, which will, of course, bring us peace. The Sfasem is asked, it says that Hashem doesn't show favoritism. If we deserve it, we don't need, if we deserve to be treated favorably, we don't need this bracha. And if we don't deserve it, how can we turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, oh Hashem, please just look at me favorably. Hashem, withhold your anger from me. Does Hashem accept bribery? And the Sfasemis explains it interestingly by using this terminology, Yisa, Hashem will lift His face to you. And what it means is Hashem will lift His face and look beyond you, transcend the time that you are in right now and say, look forward and say, there's hope for this individual. There's hope for him. Let me give him time. And that's what we're asking for. Give me the time. It's worth, I hope that there's worth waiting for me to turn around. So Hashem, look beyond and give me the time and give me the peace. Interesting way of looking at this peace. Obviously, the pshat level of this bracha is, I want to have peace, because we know that without peace between in families, without peace between friends, neighbors, without peace in a community, we really are a mess. And of course, without peace in Eretz Yisrael, where our hearts and our minds have been for the last so many months, Nothing else works. So we're asking for peace. Hashem, please give us peace. But another way to understand this is, I want peace inside. I want an internal peace. It's the inner peace of a person who's integrating everything good in his life in the right way. And for this, we go back to the beginning of Bracha. Hashem, give us the physical, one. Hashem, give us the spiritual, two. But Hashem, give us the knowledge and the understanding to know how to balance and to know how to relate to each part and therefore create the harmony between them. Give us physical, give us spiritual, but also give us clarity so that I can create the harmony. We experience this every Shabbos because it gives us time to reflect on the spirituality, but how are we doing it with so much physicality? That's why we call it and we say Shabbat Shalom, because on Shabbos we have the integration of this. We have this, the physical leading to an uplifting of the spiritual. The closer Hashem is to us, the easier it is for us to create the harmony. The greatest test and the greatest achievement that we have in our lives, because we are a physical being and a spiritual being, and the pieces are always fighting with each other, we need to know to have that harmony. So we ask for the physical, we ask for the spiritual, and we also ask for the knowledge, the wisdom, the clarity to access the understanding of the harmony. And the clearer that we are about what is really important, the easier it is to ask and receive the physical brachas. Meaning we ask for both. I ask for physical, I ask for spiritual, but the more clear that we are about which one is more important, and by the way, that's the shortest bracha, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, it's only three words, the more we'll be able to ask for the physical because we understand that we're using it as a tool for the spiritual and that we're going to harmonize it and integrate it into our lives and not make it the focus of our lives. And of course, the more clarity that we have that this, everything that we have is all coming from Hashem, the easier it is for Him to continue to give it to us. Every night in Kriya Shema Al Hamita, the Shema we say before we're going to sleep, we say, Hinei Mitato Shel Shlomo. This is the bed of Shlomo. Shishim Giborim Savivlo. He has 60 strong people standing around him. Mi Giboret Melchama. From the strong people of the war. Who are these 60 soldiers that we're asking to come and accompany us as we proceed into the fear and the darkness of the night? Who are these soldiers? Who are the 60 strong people? Immediately after this, Pasuk, we say, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. If you count the words of this triple bracha, you'll see that there are 60 letters. The concept, this concept, is what guards us, especially at night when we're in danger, when we don't necessarily deserve the protection. The understanding of Birkat Kohanim, which says, I have the physical and I need the physical. Hashem, give me the spiritual, I want the spiritual. And mostly, give me the understanding to know how to harmonize it so that there is peace, peace in the world, but there is also the inner peace and the inner balance, the menuchas hanefesh that we so badly need and want. Finally, at the end of this parsha, we have the leaders of the 12 tribes. Each of the Shvatim bring their offerings for the inauguration of the Mishkan. And it's so interesting because their gifts are identical. Each one is identical. Each Shevet brought theirs on a different day. And each one is individually described by the Torah. Instead of saying, each of the Nesiim, each of the leaders of the tribes brought so-and-so, it says, this is what Yehuda brought, and gives us all the words of what Yehuda brought. And then it goes on to describe what Yisachar brought. And it's exactly the same thing. And we wonder why 70... extra 70 or so psukim to repeat each Nasi's gift, which is an identical gift. And although the objects were the same, the Medrash goes through it in a fascinating way. It's a very, very long Medrash, how each part of the gift, the intentions were different of it. So for example, there's a gold spoon, which weighs 10. And for Yehuda, it represents the monarchy that would emerge from Yehuda, 10 generations from Peretz, who was the son of Yehuda, to David. And that's why his spoon weighed 10. But Yisachar's spoon, which also weighed 10, the 10 symbolizes the Torah knowledge of Yisachar, and therefore his 10 are the Aseres Hadibros. And so too for each one of the gifts and each one of the Shvatim. The Jewish nation is marked by unity. Everybody's bringing exactly the same thing. But also needs to make room for individuality. Had it just said that each Nasi brought the same gift, we would be missing out on a lot of the depth. And this relates back to what we spoke to last week. We are one group. We are all one part of a Jewish nation. And yet each one of us has to find the way to express our individuality, what it is that we specifically, me, what it is that I have to offer to the building, to the inauguration of the Mishkan.